Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 20th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus, chapters 7 to 9, Understanding God's Purpose in Our Deliverance. We read in Exodus, chapter 7, verses 1 to 5 like this. So the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you. And Aaron your brother shall speak to Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not heed you, so that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hands on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them." The first six chapters of Exodus are concerned with the person of the deliverer, while the next six chapters give a detailed account of the work of redemption. As a general laying out his war strategy, God explains to Moses in the above passage what he should expect when he attempts to free the Israelites from the Egyptian slavery. 1. Moses would represent God before Pharaoh, and his brother Aaron would be his spokesman or prophet. 2. Moses would speak to Pharaoh through Aaron everything that God would command him. The essence of this communication would be that Pharaoh should release the Israelites from Egypt and give them freedom. 3. God will harden the heart of Pharaoh so that this will create multiple opportunities for God to display his power through signs, wonders, and miracles in Egypt. 4. God will finally lay his hand upon the Egyptians through great judgments and will bring out the Israelites out of Egypt. And 5. Through it all the Egyptians will know that Jehovah was the one true God, and he alone should be worshipped, served, and obeyed. Thus, God's purpose of delivering the Israelites was that all the Egyptians should know that Jehovah alone was to be worshipped, and that was why he raised Pharaoh. God had planned this from the very beginning, that all the Egyptians would know that he and he alone was the living God. As we relate this story to our personal lives, we are the New Testament Israelites who were in the kingdom of darkness, which is represented by Egypt, and under the control of Satan, represented by Pharaoh. It was the mercy and grace of God who chose to redeem us from slavery through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, represented by Moses. Our Lord Jesus Christ came into our world to save us, just like Moses traveled back to Egypt to save the Israelites. However, when we are delivered from sin and death, God has a greater purpose through our deliverance, that the unsaved world around us should know that Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to God except through him. And that salvation is found through no other name than through the name of Jesus Christ. Let us truly understand God's purpose in our deliverance today and make every attempt to tell everyone in our circle of influence that Jesus Christ alone is our means of salvation. We read in Psalms 96 verses 1 to 4 like this. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.